And good morning. It's 1140 here at 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM, the talk of the town. Welcome in. Focus on Stafford County today. Great chance to talk about all the great things happening to our south. Joining us is Stafford County Economic Development Director Ryan Russell, who joins us live in studio on this overcast Thursday. Ryan, welcome in.
Hey, good to be here, Steve.
Good to see you, man. Time flies fast, man. It does. We're right back around. And the thing is, time flies fast, but then we've always got significant updates on what's going on. So that means things are moving forward.
Things are moving. That's for sure.
Well, let's talk. We're going to talk about grants, and that's something you're involved with heavily. And these are Midwest Energy grants and the Big Bite Grinder and Lunch and Learns. What's going on, Ryan Russell?
Yeah, so Midwest Energy does offer some grants a couple times a year, and they're small grants that are really good for, you know, taking this or that small project and getting a piece of that paid for, and they work with us really well. And we got a grant from them earlier this year for an intern, so we had an internship grant from them, and then they do these small grants. So we're just trying to get some more equipment for the commercial kitchen, and we've applied for a few grants. One of them was this Midwest Energy grant, so this Big Bite Grinder. It's a juicer.
Okay, I didn't know if
it's a high
business.
It's a high powered juicer.
Okay,
that can do a large volume. It's a commercial grinder, basically, and so we have a lot of different salsa makers, juicer people, jams, that sort of thing. So this is kind of a tool that they can use for their business, and so we have that now. I already ordered it. It's already sitting in the office. I haven't put it over there yet, but I'm sure people will be able to use that soon. And then the Lunch and Learns. We've been trying to pick up some money here and there to pay for the Lunch and Learns. We've been doing those two times a month on Fridays, lunch at Ida Long Goodman Memorial Library in partnership with us, and different topics from, we just had one last week about internet scams, financial scams. We had one on first-time home buyers, what to expect. I'm doing a book. 13 Ways to Kill Your Community. Mm-hmm. We just had that one. We just had that one a couple weeks ago. Had a good attendance. And so we've been averaging about 15 to 20, 25 people at these Lunch and Learns. And free lunch, come on by. And so Midwest Energy was able to give us some money to cover some of those Lunch and Learns.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were doing. A Big Bite Grinder. I didn't know if that's a new business coming to town. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, Big Bite Grinder, okay. But that's not only to help the people already utilizing that kitchen, but to attract other people.
The more equipment we put in there, the more diversity of groups that we can attract to use the commercial kitchen. So
Talk about what's rolled out of there so far. I mean, that we've got going here, that people are able to use this to move their products commercially.
Well, it's pretty early, so we're waiting on some other money.
Okay, sure.
To add some more things here in June, probably we'll get some more money. We applied for Kansas Department of Agriculture mm-hmm. grant. And they've requested some more information. So we're almost to the end of that process. We're hoping, we've had some requests. People have been looking into it. But we're trying to roll out also program around it and that sort of thing. But, you know, people that are producing, you know, anything really food related. Uh-huh. And if they have a business license, that's even a bonus for them to use the commercial kitchen. And we are promoting the farmers market, which is going to start on June 13th. And that our commercial kitchen can be used for people that want to sell things at the farmer's market.
Okay.
So they can produce stuff if they have a food license in our space, and they can sell it at the food farmer's market as well. So there's just, you know, just different types of businesses, mostly cottage industry type of people that have been doing stuff out of their house. They want to expand. They want to have more options to sell. So we have that opportunity for them. So
community kitchen, what else can it be used for?
I mean, anything really. If people want to use it for events.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
If they want to use a kitchen for events, we will rent it out to like nonprofits or different groups that want to use it for events. I know the extension office, they have different things that they do.
Okay, sure.
And so they were already using the kitchen before it was licensed. And now we're just broadening up the opportunities for people to be able to use it.
So. Okay, 13 ways to kill your community. So session one is...
It's under in the books.
In the books, as they say. So session two's coming up on May 3rd. How'd the first one go for you?
The first one was really interesting. Got some people talking. They were kind of talking about what they could do. The main thing I focused on in the first session was the last two chapters of the book. I always think, like, the authors do that so that you read the whole book.
Right.
To get to the end, and then you're like, oh, this is the main point. Should have put it at the beginning. But it's basically about people, you know, taking responsibility. Everybody's a leader. Everybody can be in a leadership position, no matter if they're in a position of authority or whatever. And people often say, well, somebody should do something about this. Well, maybe you should do something about it. If you think somebody should, maybe that somebody should be you. And so it's kind of pointing it back at, you know, people that want things to be done, so then they should be mobilized to not, you know, have excuses of why they're not doing it, but to remove those excuses and to actually do some stuff about developing things in the community, things that they think are important that should be happening, you know. And so that's kind of the gist of the book. And I just want to point it out to people that, you know, anybody can be a leader, no matter where they're at in life. You can be a leader in something, and you can take the things that you see that need to be changed and actually do something about it yourself individually, and then maybe get some friends involved and that sort of thing. I had somebody in the class ask me, well, how do you get volunteers? How do you get volunteers to work to do stuff? And I said, well, first you have to volunteer.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I have to volunteer. And so, you know, people can make it fun. You can volunteer, have a friend volunteer and that sort of thing. And then enjoy doing that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to get to work.
Who's the library director?
Joe McFadden.
Who was before that?
Laura Davis.
Oh, okay. Huh. I was just trying to think of somebody who was involved with that library. Anyway, that mm-hmm. name doesn't ring a bell. So mm-hmm. I was going to bring up an excellent point here. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
They've both been very good directors.
Right.
Yeah.
But, okay. Gray Studio update. Here we go.
Yeah. It's pretty close to being done.
Wow.
The majority, the tough stuff, most of the big pieces are almost finished. We have all the insulation and the electrical stuff is pretty much done. The OSB, the sheetrock is finished to the point where they're going to start painting. They have to do primer first, and they're going to paint it. And then we have to do tiling in one of the bathrooms, and then there's a few side rooms that we have to do some work in. But it's looking pretty good. They're actually having the first show this weekend on Sunday. Kenny Hacker, shout out to Kenny. He's doing his master's, and he's doing an art show Sunday in the Gray Studio space. Unfinished, but to the point where we can do some things in it. And so he's doing a show there. I think it's called Masculinity is what the show is called.
Okay.
So come out Sunday, check out Kenny's work, and yeah, it'll be cool.
We have an open house for that, or did we already have that?
For Gray Studio?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not finished. We haven't really done it. Right,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Housing update.
Yeah, so we're doing a groundbreaking. We've already started one of the houses, but we're going to do a groundbreaking on May 1st. We've posted about that online. People should come out and check it out if they want to. It will be 10:30 a.m. May 1st, and it'll be on Broadway, 743 West Broadway or 745, one of the two. It's the same lot, mm-hmm. basically. We'll be set up there. We're going to be doing kind of a program and have all our partners there that are participating in the project. And then we're going to do the official shovel in the ground thing and photos and stuff like that. So if people want to come out and check that out, they can. We'll talk about the project. They can learn more about the project. We have already started a house on West Morrell in Stafford, so 303 West Morrell. So you can go by, take pictures if you want. You know, maybe you should look at it and see if that's maybe a future home that you want to have. We'll be selling these houses. And so we're going to be starting the second house, which will be on West 2nd in St. John. That'll be started pretty soon as well. They're going to start pouring concrete. So these houses are going to go up very fast. We're going to build 9 houses basically in 18 to 24 months, and it'll be a quick project. We'll have 9 houses, and we'll be selling them as we go. So if people want to buy a house, contact me, and we'll talk about it.
Talk about relationship that Stafford Eco Devo has with Housing Opportunities, Ryan.
Yeah, so we have a partnership with them for them to manage our houses. So they do all the compliance work for the state of Kansas on those projects, on those properties. The properties required a bit of compliance mm-hmm. with the program that we're in. They're in the low medium income housing program, and so there's some economic limits that people that can be in the houses. They have to meet a certain requirement, and then if they're of a certain age, some of the houses are limiting them on a certain age and what they have, fixed incomes and stuff like that. So we also can't rent them for what the market rate is either. And so we keep the price to a point of below the market rate. And so HOI works with us to do all the compliance work. They do the rent ups. So they'll applicants that want to live in the houses, they will do the process and everything. So we do that with them. And then now they're also, a general contractor on these houses that we're building, this new project, this 9 houses. So they're handling the general contractor stuff.
Sometimes you hear, you know, the medium income requirements are pretty generous, aren't they? I mean,
it can get complicated though, Steve.
Okay.
No, I mean, it can get complicated there's a math equation that I'm not going to get into.
Okay.
But there's basically it comes down to people's individuals, how much money they're making. And if there's 2 people making or 3 people making money, then sometimes they end up making too much money to live in those houses.
Okay.
All right. That's kind of, it kind of cuts out a lot of people. So it can be complicated. So people are like, I don't understand why I'm not able to do this because, well, maybe somebody else in your house makes a certain amount of money and the combined incomes make you over the limit, or you don't have enough people in the house. So it goes into like how many people do you have in the house versus the incomes that are, you know what I mean? Okay. So that's why it's a little complicated.
All right. You mentioned earlier the farmer's market, and this is starting up June 13th. And is this the first ever farmer's market that we've had in Stafford County, or is
no,
it's been going on for a while?
It's been going on for quite a while.
All right.
Extension is actually in charge of it. And then they also work with the Stafford County Health Department on some things because there's a seniors program that they're able to get vouchers to spend at the farmer's market and that sort of thing. So they collaborate together. This year we're making a concerted effort to do some marketing around it to promote it a little bit more. And we're going to be hopefully adding some pieces to the farmer's market, like we might have some live music come in, and we're going to maybe promote art a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
It's a farmers and art market, but no artists really come to the market. So we're going to try to push the art part a little bit more. We might set up some bounce houses for kids to come play while their parents look at the food and that sort of thing. Maybe get a food truck in. So there's some pieces we're going to add. We're not going to do those things every week, but we'll be putting together a schedule and just kind of promoting that out. So people can come out and enjoy the farmer's market, buy vegetables, fruit, other items, and then art, and possibly enjoy some music, food, and that sort of thing.
Okay, outstanding. Ryan Russell with us. He is Stafford County Economic Development Director here on Focus on Stafford County today. We've got about 5 more minutes so to get an update on some other things, on what you can say right now. Port Authority, any new developments on that recently?
Yeah, they were actually going to do kind of a kickoff event today, but the senators were called back to D.C.
Okay.
They were not able to do that today. But yeah, there has been money and appropriations given to the Port Authority to do the project, and I think that they're working out the details of doing a press release about it and that sort of thing. So there's not a lot I can say, but I was going to announce something officially here today, but
okay,
I don't have all the details because it's not fully fleshed out yet. But things are going well with the Port Authority. Carolyn Dunn is the main driver there, obviously, uh-huh. and she's doing a great job with, you know, the nuances with partnership development and working out the details there. And so she's doing a great job. And it's going to happen. You know, a lot of people in Stafford County are like, they don't believe it.
Yeah.
They don't believe it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And it's going to be really great for the county. It's going to bring new jobs. It's going to bring new people into the county, and there will be some other businesses pop up around the port that will be really good revenue streams for local individuals as well as companies coming in. So,
what has been done in that area so far?
In the port?
As far as, yeah, in the port area, that the land that you have there.
Yeah, the building, nothing's happened.
Okay, okay,
in terms
okay.
of like breaking ground.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
But the groundbreaking will be happening this year for sure.
Okay, so yeah. Let's see. Okay, St. John. So it's south of town, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So will you access? Will you go by Squeaks down that way, or is it further west? Or
I can't speak
okay.
too much about it because I think they're trying to still determine some of the road access points.
Oh, okay, all right.
So I don't really know for sure. I do know that they're having discussions about that. And so it's not going to be directly from town.
Okay.
You're not going to drive right through town to get there.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's going to be trucks. It's a big truck. So it's not going to be a town
access
thing. It'll be off of one of the highways.
Yeah, which is great because, you know, got heavy trucks going through your city. Don't necessarily.
Yeah, so yeah, let's not start that rumor.
Oh, no. They will not be. They will not be going through those nice paved streets of St. John. The Port Authority, the housing update, the Gray Studio. These are projects that have been in the works for years. You're working for grants. It's you know, one step after the other. It's not a giant leap many times. Mm-hmm. So what's in the future right now, and how do you come to determination on that? Tell me about how the Stafford County Economic Development is made up. I mean, your board and kind of the decision-making process on what's the next big thing in Stafford County.
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things that we're going to be focused on is housing, obviously. That's kind of a main pillar of what we focused on because that's a big issue with, not having housing available. People can't move back. Also, if you want to expand businesses, there's no one to live in houses or can't get people in to do these jobs. We have a lot of businesses that have jobs available, but they can't fill them because there's nobody to fill them. So... So that's it's a challenge. And the second thing is I know people are like, well, why aren't we getting all these big companies to move in? Blah, blah, blah. And, you have to have a lot of things in place before that ever happens. And it's actually more advantageous to us to grow the businesses that are already in our county. We have some really great businesses. Small businesses that people probably don't know about that are like a couple steps away from really growing really big, and they need the support. One of those businesses is like 4-Star Hydroponics. So Alicia Maherter, she's doing a really great job with tomatoes, but she's also added lettuce now and basil, and she's adding products. She's looking for ways to expand her market, and she's already got it in some really big stores. So people like that, I want to support her. I want to support, people like Sunflower Trailer, Raindrop Repair, Ryan over in Stafford has a collision repair business. The liquor store on the highway, both of them, we need to support them. Maybe find ways to maybe do something more local.
Yeah.
I don't know. These are just things I've just thrown out. The cinema in Stafford needs to be utilized to do some different things with. So there's a lot of local stuff that could be, grown, made better, expanded, helped, finding, money for that, stuff like that. So,
Ryan, thanks for coming in today. Keep up the good work. Can't wait to hear the news on the port. So,
yep.
Okay. All right. Ryan Russell with his focus on